Hey there, it's Molly, and this is a little silly. It's a lot silly, but today I'm going to record myself making rice. And this came about because I was chatting with a friend of mine on here, and you know who you are. And we were talking about food. And I was telling them about my friend teaching me how to make Asian dishes, and they said I should record myself cooking, and I just completely scoffed at that. But then I thought, oh, that sounds kind of fun, so I'm gonna cook for you. And you can just listen to me ramble. Maybe you don't care, but I'm going to make some rice. And so my friend who taught me this is Asian. I'm not Asian, but she is, and she even currently lives in Asia. And so she grew up eating all these amazing foods and dishes, and she should really be the one to tell you this, but she's not here. It's just me, so I'll do my best. But she has a few little tricks that make her rice super excellent, that an American like me wouldn't have access to, so I'm going to share them today. So I'm just getting a pot. This can work for any quantity of rice you want. But I'm going to make 2 cups. So I'm going to get my measuring cup. And I'm going to measure 2 cups of rice into the pot. I know this is totally weird. Just go with it. Okay, there's 1 cup. I'm gonna try not to spill rice all over my kitchen. I'm using like just plain white rice, or sometimes I use jasmine rice, kind of whatever I have on hand. This is just store brand long grain white rice that I'm using. So I have 2 cups of rice in a pan, or in like this pot thing. And so the trick here is to rinse the rice 3 times. I am told, do not rinse it more than 3 times. Do not rinse it less than 3 times. Rinse it 3 times. It's very important to get all the excess starch out. So I'm gonna do that. So I'm just kind of filling up the pan with water and swishing the rice around in it. And you can see the water, you can turn opaque and starchy. So I'm going to drain that out. Okay, and then I'm going to rinse it again. Still super starchy. Swirl the rice around in the water. Two rinses, one more. And even on the third rinse, the water is a little less white, but it's a little more clear, but you can still see that you're getting a lot of starch out of it. So that's the third rinse. And of course, I'm thinking very carefully about all of these steps, but okay. So next, what you want to do is put your water in the pan. So I'm filling it up with enough water that the rice can move around, you know, and I shake it until it's level, right? Until the water level reaches the top of the rice. And then I shake the pan around so that, or the pot, I don't know why I keep calling it a pan. I shake it around so that the rice is level in the bottom of the pan. And then the amount of water you want is going to be just enough. This is the secret trick. Okay. So you want it to cover the rice up to the first knuckle on your middle finger. Okay, so this is the trick. Don't question it. Just do it. All right, I need a little bit more. I'm not even going to try and guesstimate how much water that is or what the measurement is, but if I stick my middle finger down, when it touches the top of the rice, the water comes up to the first knuckle. Perfect. Okay. So then what I want to do is boil it. So I'm going to leave that on to boil for a little while. And then we'll have more. That'll take a couple minutes to boil, but I'm going to get my other stuff ready because I'm going to make some chicken to go with this rice. And I think I need to thaw it out. And I made more rice than I probably need, but it saves really well. At least I think it does. And you can even make like something sweet out of it. If I have a sweet tooth, sometimes I put milk and sugar in it, and cinnamon, but this is just going to be plain rice. I prefer like a pinch of salt in the rice, but certainly optional. My friend doesn't use salt, but not too much, just a pinch. So, yeah, the water in the rice has turned white and it's opaque again, but I rinsed it 3 times, so I know the texture is going to be good. What happens if I don't rinse the rice, which I never used to do, even though the package says rinse the rice, I just didn't because I was lazy and I thought it was an unnecessary step, but then the rice would turn out kind of mushy. And sticky, and that's because there's too much starch in it. Let's see. Yeah, actually, the package doesn't even say to rinse it. That's bullshit. Don't listen to the package. Rinse it 3 times. And then I'll come back and tell you the rest. Okay, actually, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you while I unload the dishwasher. Because that way I might be able to avoid 2 separate recordings. I don't know. We'll see. And FYI, if you have a rice cooker, then you can do this in the rice cooker too. It's the same process. Rinse 3 times, water covering the rice up to the first knuckle of your middle finger. Same thing. So you can do it in the rice cooker or in a pan. And something else that you'll need is like a kitchen towel, not a disposable one, not like a paper towel, but a plain white kitchen towel. So like I buy them at Walmart. You can order them, like you can get fancy ones if you want to like go to Williams Sonoma or something, but why? They're just like bar cloths, but they're not rough. They're almost like, they're smooth. They're kind of like a cloth diaper, you know, an old-fashioned cloth diaper. My Tupperware is an abyss. It is a black hole. So, yeah, you get these just like plain white towels. And I always use them when I cook. I have them over my shoulder because my hands get messy and I don't want to wash my hands every 25 seconds. So If I have one over my shoulder, I can wipe my hands off until I'm done. Obviously, like, if I'm handling raw meat, I don't do that, but, you know, I'm just rambling. God bless you if you're listening to this. Okay. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, so maybe I'll link a picture of one of those towels. You know what I'm talking about, you know, just the plain white kitchen towels that aren't, they're not terry cloth. They're just a square of like linen or something. Anyway, you're going to use that to wrap around the lid of the pot, which is a fire hazard, but it makes the rice really good. And so I think making a batch of really good rice is sometimes worth the risk of burning down your house. I mean, it depends on how much you like rice, but, you know, I think it is. So, my dishwasher was full. Okay, what else are you going to need? Yeah, you're going to need a lid for the pot, a towel to wrap around the lid. That's it. Yeah. Oh, and I have this amazing recipe for Thai chicken, like this Thai chicken salad. So, I'm not making it tonight, but that would be fun to talk about so that all of you could share in the joy that is this Thai chicken salad. It's so good. It's so fresh and like has all these different textures and flavors. So as my friend explained to me, that Thai cooking uses like a blend of spicy and sour, and I can't remember exactly what she said, but this has like lime juice and fish sauce and ground. Oh, here's a trick. So like, she takes rice and toasts it, grains of rice, toasts them, and then grinds them up in like, you could use a food processor, but she uses like a mortar and pestle, and it just adds like this crunch to the salad, which I wouldn't call it a salad. She calls it a salad. I think it's just chicken, but like a chicken dish. But anyway, yeah. So it's a checking my rice. Okay, it's almost boiling. So I'm gonna go ahead and get my lid with my towel ready. Okay, so you've got this towel. You set the lid onto the towel, and you're just gonna wrap the towel around the lid, right? So that it kind of ties up around the top of the lid, if that makes sense. Because you don't want it hanging down into the flame or the burner. So I'm just tying the lid up like it's a little bundle, like it's a little present. And just tie it up so that all the ends are on the top of the lid, and what this does is it absorbs the extra steam from the rice. I don't know, gives it the correct amount of steam, per my friend, who should never be questioned. I don't question. I just love her rice. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Okay. Actually, I'm not that bad of a cook, so I shouldn't say that. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's starting to boil. So, when it's boiling, then I'm going to simmer for 20 minutes. So, I feel like I should give it a stir. I don't know if that's the proper technique, but I feel like I should. So I'm going to give it a little stir here. I don't know. Don't think that did anything. Okay. So it's not like a rolling boil, but the edges, the water all around the edges is boiling. So I'm going to put this lid on the pot with the towel, and then I'm going to turn it down to a simmer. And then I'm going to set the timer on my microwave for 20 minutes and let it simmer for 20 minutes. And then I'm not going to come back in 20 minutes, and I'm not going to make this audio 20 minutes longer than it is already. But what I have now is a pot simmering with this rice that I brought to a boil. And then I'm going to let it simmer for 20 minutes. If you check it before 20 minutes, like it say 15 minutes or 14 minutes, the rice will look done, but it will not be done. The middle, if you kind of stick a fork in the middle will still be kind of a little too wet, and you want the grains to be soft but separate. So give it the full 20 minutes on simmer in the pot with the towel, and then you want to let it rest, I think, another 20 minutes, 10 or 20 minutes. Turn the heat off and leave it there with the lid and the towel on it. And that will give it the perfect consistency. And then you have made a perfect pot of rice. As far as I'm concerned. So, hope you enjoyed me rambling. I hope you're having a good day. Hope you're staying well. And that's all. That's all I have. Bye.